You name it,
the Oaks had a chance to catch it. It was an epic couple of days fishing on the beaches.
The South Coast produces again.
What? We're going into September and we are still getting sardines. We get in that garrick, we get in the cob, we get in the brusher, we are getting the shad. KZ and is begging for me to put a bait.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
And we are back. Welcome back to another Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Guys, it has been another phenomenal week, not just in KZN, but in Johannesburg this week as well. Now, the reason why I'm talking about that is because we just got back from the South African Tackle Trade Show. And I got to tell you guys, the future is looking absolutely exciting with all the tech that is coming our way. I am talking about the latest innovation in rods and reels. I'm the latest graphite, guys. We have come leaps and bounds with the technology that is going into our angling, and it's just going to make life so much more effective for us. Oh, the future is looking amazing. Now, apart from the tackle, the fish, it has been amazing in KZN. Once again, the purple patch continues down the south coast. As for the north coast, well, things are starting to warm up just as the season changes. We can feel that warmth settling in, and the fish are starting to cook. All right, so we're going to get into it. With KZN's leading reporters to put you into this weekend's hotspots, because the weather is looking absolutely fantastic. But before we do, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, I hope you took my advice and bought that shad ticket, because that little Kingfisher bird, yes, they came and gave me a little whisper, a little tweet saying that, you know what? The leading fish is still under 2 kilos. So we are still in it. Like I said, I hope you bought your ticket. I got mine. I am heading out this weekend on Saturday and Sunday to go out and get that 50K prize. And if you didn't buy your ticket, well, you can only imagine how the 5 kilo shad that came out of Stanger this week is biting his lip, because, oh man, that would have been the winner, but there was no ticket involved. So this is why you listen to the Angler News, this is why you support the Kingfisher, and this is why when there is a competition for $250, you gotta be in there. Alright, so that's enough of the shared competition. Those updates will be on the social, so look out for that. Guys, right now, it is time for the KZN Fishing Report to kick off with Mike V and Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? Yes, with the settled weather, settled seas, it was an epic weekend to be on the beaches. Even though the easterly did blow like hell on Saturday, the fish were still chunk. We got sandies, there was honeys, there was diamonds, there were grey shark, dumpies, grunter, cob, you name it, the Oaks had a chance to catch it. It was an epic couple of days fishing on the beach. The fish came on and they delivered very nice. Some big fish in the mix and some smaller sandies, 5-6 kilos, up to honeycombs of 80-90. So there were some lovely fish around on our beaches. And that went from far north all the way to far south. You just had to find a spot, put a bait, and generally you got bite. The paddle ski and ski boat side, the guys have been doing quite well. The snook and the cooter, not so wild like they were the last few weeks. It's mainly been doggers, killbeck, rock cod, slingers, the bottoms. It's been all about the bottoms the last few days. So the guys have been launching, and that's what they've been getting. Durban Bay, granted a little bit on the quiet side, and there'd been some, but not as much as normal. A couple snappers, couple small cobs still in the mixer, few kingies. I think as we're getting pushing up more towards the spring tide, the grundles will pull into the bay and we'll have some good fishing again. Guys, thank you very much. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Good morning, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, the fishing report for the ski boats off the Durban area. Well, guys, let's start on the far north side. That's, yeah, off from Sloty, Tongat River, guys. There's quite a few garrick off that side at the moment. The Tongat River in the shallows, in the deep, there's some really nice bottom fish. Got some good soldiers, slingers and rock rods, and some lovely bacon stuff coming out on that far side of the earth. Coming off Durban, yeah, guys, in the deep, there's been quite a lot of bait fish with a lot of tuna smashing amongst them. Yeah, we managed to get a couple. The big ones have just been elusive, but yes, they are out there. Coming into the shallows, the weather hasn't been that nice with the big winds that we've been having in the real shallow side. There's been also decent fish around in the shallow areas on the bottom side. Yeah, once again, your slinger soldiers, rock rods, a couple of German bream and some cough cob and heelbeck off the wreck. On the southern side, far south towards the Toti side, there's been quite a lot of heelbeck coming off, that sort of stuff. The commercial boat made sin there the other night. But yeah, fishing seems to be improving. And this is Brad for Angling New South Africa, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a fantastic start, boys. It is certainly looking awesome for this weekend. And with that amount of species, I don't think we can miss. Now, someone else that's been talking about a lot of species is the woman that has her ears on the ground all the way from Mshlanga right up to the Westbrook. Hey, even further than that, she knows what's going on in Bolito, Stanga, and even further up, but she's going to tell us about her area and everything that's been coming out.
This has been an epic week in the North Coast. Hi, everybody. This is Deandra. Again, it is a winning week for all the cob catchers. Now, anglers have been going out targeting the cob after the report from last week, and it has proven successful. There's been juvenile cob and then the winning catchers going on 20 plus kgs up until the 45 kg range. The anglers that has been targeting the cob has also had some bycatches of stump nose and the odd brusher that has been showing up. The cob catchers is definitely in for the winning this week. However, there has been a lot of anglers that has been targeting shad. The shad has been great in the South Coast. However, we are hoping for the North Coast to be just as good as that area. I myself have been out on expeditions on the North Coast targeting the shad, especially for the Kingfisher competition that's on right now. And I've seen quite a few anglers that has been pulling shad out. Sad part is they did not enter the competition. If you do catch a shad and it does make spec and you've entered the competition, I urge you take those catches to the Kingfisher. Remember the bag limit of 4 per day per person. Have those shad weighed and see, maybe, just maybe, you might just have the winning catch of the season. Now, as much as I have to target the shad for this season as I've entered the competition, I still have that little voice inside of me that says, you know what, take on the flatfish. From the Tongaat River mouth up until Sharker's Rock, there has been some catches on sandies. There has been the odd honeycomb once again, just as last week, as well as a blue ray that came out. The anglers have been putting out their live bait. They have been targeting the garrick, and for some reason, maybe I might be wrong, but the garrick has calmed down in the North Coast. It might only be upper North Coast, which Vanessa will fill you in on. I know we are all hoping that this week will be a better week for angling. May all the catches just increase as well as the success. Wishing everybody a lovely week and tight lines.
Thank you, Deandra. What a great report. Oh, man, that I am inspired to fish the North Coast. In fact, that's exactly where I'm going to on Saturday afternoon, because I have a feeling that's just might be where that winning fish is. And great intel on how to go and fish that comp D. But yes, I will also target that flat fish. Now, as we move further up the North Coast, guys, those areas like Tugela is producing the cob. Still early for Cobtober, but the signs are there. You know what? But the signs were there for a while now. They were smaller and they are just getting better and better. Like Deandra said, that 20 kilo one is lingering amongst those holes. And whoo, I am going to get a bait in there. Now, apart from the cob on the North Coast, there has been the odd garrick, but that's moving further up towards Richards Bay. No fireworks coming out from that area still. What is going on? I have no idea. But what I can tell you is that on the offshore side, it is once again, just like last week, a tuna fest of note. On a daily basis, there is tuna coming out. It is not stopping. Clearly, once again, the change of the season, and I am absolutely loving it. All right, so that's enough of the North Coast. Let's get into the Midlands before we round it off on the South Coast. Jan has some updates, and this is something you really want to hear, because this week kicks off the Albert Falls Bass Classic.
Hey there, guys. So even though it seems that summer is making inroads, it looks like the news of elevated temperatures and balmy fishing conditions over the last week don't seem to have reached the fish. Looking deeper into the weather patterns, conditions certainly seem to have settled somewhat, with the barometric pressure graph looking the flattest it's been in weeks, even months. But the fish haven't read the memo And it's been a slow week for those anglers trying to get a fishy smolt into their net. But with less than 2 weeks to go for the opening of the trout river season, hopes are high that the rivers will provide some saving grace to the non-eventful fishing to date. The little bits of precipitation received over the last 2 weeks and recently some more snow on the top berg augurs well for the watershed. And the additional input should get the rivers moving and the fish hopefully as well. Going by the number of returns, the better weather had a number of the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers out and about over the past week, with a couple of the anglers managing to commune with fish, mostly in the 13 to 15 inch or 33 to 38 centimeter class, and one cracker in the 21 to 23 inch or 53 to 58 centimeter bracket. Most came away empty handed after flogging the water. Myself being on the receiving end of queries as to where exactly these fish are being caught, it is worthy to note that the fish reported are from any number of the NFFC waters and very seldom from the same water. And as the saying goes, lightning never strikes twice in the same place. So guys, you simply need to get up there, pick your water and go and flog it. This past weekend also saw the Camberg Valley Association host the annual Camberg Outdoor Challenge, and the afternoon event puts the contestants on a local water to test their skills against the wily trout of the valley. Fishing was reportedly tough with only a few fish coming to hand. Flies that proved successful ranged from snail patterns, midges, and even a hopper dry fly. And in the wet fly range, fish were caught on yellow and white pat. The mystery surrounding the slump in the bass fishing at Albert Falls continues, especially with the very popular Albert Falls Classics scheduled for next weekend, the 28th to 30th of August. Theories ranging from bass overfeeding on tilapia and therefore not interested in any artificials to the long-standing discussion regarding water quality. But there are some other species coming out, and with some good-sized red breast and Mozambique tilapia being reported. Midmar Dam, however, is still giving up the goods with some good bass and carp coming to hand. Scalies are proving to be the saving grace for anglers at present, with some good fish being reported from both the Umkomas and Tugela systems. Umkomas is a numbers game, with more but smaller fish, while there are some trophy fish coming to hand in the Tugela. Weighted nymphs are your bread and butter for these fish, ranging from small scruffy patterns through to PTNs and some gold-ribbed hares here. Guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan reporting for Kingfisher and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. What a great report. Now, with bass coming out at Mutma, and I know about bass coming out at Inanda and Hazelmere as well, surely there's bass coming out of Albert Falls. I think the guys are just keeping their cards close to their chest and not sharing that information. And this coming week, we will see all the action from there. All right, Jan, thank you so much for that. Now, let's get into the meat of KZN, where all the action is, where all the shared are, the South Coast, and Ray Thompson is going to kick off that news for us.
Shepton all the way up to Port Rennie has been on fire. The usual suspects coming out being Garrick, Brusher, and Shad. So if you want to catch any of those edible fish, that's where you need to go. Scottborough Point has been the hot spot for inedibles, grey sharks, blue rays, and sandies. Kumas has had quite a few stumpies and small cob, as well as some shad. Warners has been unfortunately ridiculously quiet with only a few shad coming out. And the Bluff, of course, has had quite a few brusher and stumpies. So that's the forecast. So if you want to go and catch fish, those are the places to go to.
Thank you, Ray. Now that was full on action, and the action just gets even better as we go deeper into the South Coast. We are talking about Port Shepstone right up to Port Edward. And who better to give us the lowdown of what's been going on out there than our South Coast guru, Adam.
Good day, Vinesh. I hope you're doing well, my friend, and everybody listening at East Coast Radio is having an awesome week so far. It's been absolutely beautiful down on the South Coast the last few days. We've had a bit of better weather with the sun coming out for a change, our water slowly cleaning up. And guess what? As always, Vinesh, the South Coast produces again. From the guys having a jaw up at Impton 20, just north of Port Shepstone, cast netting sardines off the beach, kids running around and putting them into packets. From guys catching monster garrick and cob to beautiful bream being landed, some huge wrasse popping up, couple of good-sized blacktails, and again being the perfect bait for those garrick off the deep water points at the moment. Two big epic cob and grunts are coming out at Port St. John, so definitely being absolutely fireworks down in the South Coast, Finish. Margaret Pier definitely being the pick at the moment for the garrick, along with a few other spots. Again, live bait seemed to do the damage there, Vinesh. We've had a few cob on paddle tail and a couple of, you know, smaller size cob on your live bait, Caro's Pinkies, again being some of the better choices. Mullet hasn't really been too popular at this stage, but I know everywhere from Port St. John's right up the coastline to Hibernian, guys have really had an epic time on the rocks. It's really nice to see the game fish around, the rock fishing starting to turn on. You know, the guys on the boats not doing too great at the moment, but that sure will follow soon. There's still loads of bait fish in the water, red eyes, mackerel, and sardines obviously pushing past and popping up here and there. We had some really big shoals coming past this week, so we might be heading towards the tail end of it. And as we know, the moment the sards go, the game fish just turn on like that absolute fire. So I really can't wait to see how that's going to turn up. I don't foresee anything bad happening just yet with the weather. We seem to have a couple of slightly windier days so far in August, but it hasn't been that bad just yet. Otherwise, guys, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Damn, you absolute beauty. Oh, man. Kids still getting sardines into packets down the South Coast. What? We're going into September and we are still getting sardines. We get in that garrick, we get in the cob, we get in the brusher, we are getting the shad. Oh, I can't wait for this weekend, and I am going to be hitting the north and south because KZN is begging for me to put a bait, and I shall be there. If you want to find me, follow my socials, follow my photon. You will see the Angler News van branded out there. When you are out there, make sure you got your rod in hand and come and say, hey, what's happening? All right, guys, with that being said, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.